Welcome to the deep dive. So today our source material is a little different. It's not, you know, some dry academic
No,
paper.
not at all.
We've got our hands on a high-tempo operational briefing. Basically, the internal notes from a massive tech and gaming platform, Tekken Game.
And these notes are from what they called off-of-war traffic surge.
Yeah.
So it's dense. It's full of actionable, really time-sensitive
analytical
information.
Analytical is what it is.
Exactly. It's the ultimate shortcut to getting your system dialed in if you're setting up new gear right now.
Right. So that's our mission. We are taking this rapid-fire report and breaking it down into three clear takeaways for you. First, we're going after the immediate critical optimization checks, the free upgrades you might have totally missed. Second, we've got to cover the essential strategies for protecting your hardware, especially those, you know, super expensive new screens.
Well, that's a big one.
And finally, we're going to pull back the curtain on the AI toolkits that let them create content at this insane scale.
And what I love is how the briefing itself kind of structures the urgency. It tells us what to do first, because some of these things, well, they're fleeting. So we're just going to follow that model.
Okay, let's do it. Let's start with what they call the hidden gains. The notes mentioned a few diagnostic checks that they say should be routine, but people just forget.
They slip through the cracks all the time.
And number one on that list, demanding immediate action, was the DDR5 speed trap.
This is such a common frustrating thing. So you go out, you invest heavily in a high-speed memory kit, say a 6,000 millihertz DDR5 kit.
Hey.
Top of the line.
Yep.
You plug it in, you boot up your machine, and you just assume you're getting that speed.
Right. You paid for it.
Exactly. But what you don't realize is that the motherboard, by default, it respects the baseline standard. It's called JDES. And it typically clocks that expensive RAM all the way down to a safe, conservative 4,800 megahertz.
Wait, hold on. So even if I paid for the 6,000 millihertz speed, I might just be running it slow unless I do something.
That's it. It's a failure of assumption, not the hardware. The performance profiles, you know, the high speeds, the manufacturer guarantees, they're stored in these profiles called XMP for Intel or XPO for AMD.
Okay.
And if you don't manually go into your BIOS and, like, click the button to select that profile, you are leaving so much performance on the table.
How much are we talking?
It can be a 20 to 25% performance bottleneck that you literally already paid to solve.
Wow. I love their analogy for it. You bought the sports car and you've left it permanently in economy mode.
Exactly. It's a free upgrade you already own.
Okay.
And it's a symptom of relying too much on those factory defaults. Which, speaking defaults...
Well, let me guess. There's another one.
Oh, yeah. The briefing highlighted this incredible anecdote from their community feedback.
Ah, the refresh rate revelation. This one. This one hit close to home. It was from a user at NeonWriter99.
Get this. He posted that he had been gaming, like, intensely, on a 144Hz monitor for 3 years.
3 years?
3 years. And he only just discovered his display settings were still defaulted to 60Hz.
That is staggering. But also, I kind of get it.
It's so relatable. You know, with modern operating systems, driver updates, new cables.
Yeah.
The one thing you think is set correctly, your refresh rate just isn't.
It makes you wonder, is that a failure of the OS or is it just, you know, human nature to assume the basics are covered? I admit, I checked my own settings like 5 minutes after I read that.
Everyone should. It's a quick check.
It really is. So right-click on your desktop, display settings, advanced, make sure those hertz are correct.
That check is crucial, especially for competitive games. But okay, shifting to real-time sensitivity.
Yeah.
We have to talk about the most urgent asset in the entire briefing.
The $50 AI gift.
Yes.
This is a perfect example of info that demands immediate action. Tekken Game highlighted the code NXTPlayLovey-25 for lovable.dev.
But with a critical warning, the code expires in exactly 12 hours from when they published the briefing.
So by the time you're hearing this, it might already be gone.
And that's the lesson. It's not just about a deal. It's about information prioritization. That $50 is access to a really powerful creative tool we'll get into later. But if you don't act on it immediately, that value is just gone.
Okay. So we've claimed our free performance by checking RAM speed and refresh rates. But, you know, speed is useless if your gear dies. Let's move to section two. This addresses a real financial risk, hardware longevity. The briefing issued a critical safety warning.
And it was aimed specifically at owners of new OLED monitors.
Right.
This is critical maintenance. We're dealing with a specific technological vulnerability here.
Yeah.
The OLED threat is very real for those beautiful high-end screens, the Samsung Odysseys, the Alienwares, the LGs.
Yeah.
And their enemy is consistency.
And the briefing named a really common scenario, leaving a static image up overnight, specifically a download progress bar. Why is that one thing so dangerous?
It boils down to the physics of OLED. These screens, they use organic compounds that emit their own light. There's no separate backlight like on an LCD. So when the same group of pixels has to display the exact same color and brightness, like the bright white part of a download bar that doesn't move for hours, those specific organic compounds just, they degrade faster than the pixels around them.
So it's like unequal wear and tear on the screen itself.
Precisely. And that differential degradation creates a faint permanent ghost image. That's burn-in. So maximizing the lifespan of this, I mean, extremely expensive hardware requires understanding this one vulnerability.
So if you're downloading a huge 150 gig game like Cyberpunk 2077 overnight, which they mentioned was happening a lot, you need a safe way to do it. So what was the exact solution in the notes?
The solution is genius because it's so simple. The goal is to keep the computer awake for the download, but kill the display. You can't just put the computer to sleep because that often powers down the network card and your download just stops.
Right, that's happened to me.
It's the worst. Yeah. So the specific steps they gave were the perfect setup. Step one, you go to your Windows settings, then system, then power, and find screen and sleep.
Okay, got it.
Step two, set the screen option. That's the one that controls when the display itself turns off, something really short, like 5 minutes. This kills the static image before the burn-in risk really ramps up.
And here's the key part that saves the download. Step three.
Yes. You have to set the sleep option to never. This keeps the PC awake. The network card is pulling down that massive file, but your beautiful, expensive OLED screen is safely off.
It's the perfect balance. A simple software tweak to prevent a devastating hardware failure.
Exactly.
All right, let's pivot from internal diagnostics to external insight. Section three uses the platform's download queue. They called it the night shift as this brilliant proxy for what the market actually wants.
Yeah, if you look at their top three downloads that night, it tells you everything. You see exactly what the high-end tech community is spending its money and time on. It's aesthetics, performance, and value.
Number one was Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty. That's a pretty clear signal, isn't it?
Oh, it's a huge signal. It shows this massive, unquenchable thirst for pushing visual fidelity. The notes literally said it was number one because, quote, everyone wants to see path tracing on their new GPUs.
And path tracing is just, it's incredibly demanding.
It's brutal. It makes scenes look photorealistic, but it will absolutely hammer even the best graphics cards out there. So that confirms it. Mm-hmm. The driver for high-end hardware sales is cutting-edge looks.
Okay, then at number two, you have Call of Duty. Black Ops 7, that serves a totally different master.
Completely different. Call of Duty was cited as the ultimate test for high refresh rate monitors.
Yeah.
That second priority is all about speed, about competitive edge.
Right.
That group is optimizing for pure frames per second. They want 144 hertz, 240 hertz, whatever they can get. It's all about immediate reaction time.
And then rounding out the top three is The Witcher 3 next gen, which is interesting.
Well, the briefing just said the price was $7, was too good to refuse. And that's the third pillar, right? You have the aesthetic chasers and the performance junkies, but there's also just this constant massive demand for incredible value. People love a well-optimized classic with a ton of content at a price you just can't say no to.
So the download list is basically the market talking to us. Give us beauty, give us speed, or give us a deal.
That's the takeaway.
Which brings us to section four, behind the curtain. Taking Game was remarkably transparent here. They had a report called How We Built Today.
Yeah, and it details the sheer volume of content they pushed out.
Yeah.
Get this. 6 major articles, 25 Instagram posts, and 4 YouTube videos, all in under 15 hours.
That's an incredible rate of production. How?
Well, that's the key. The answer is vital for you listening. They're using the exact same AI toolkits they recommend to their community. They practice what they preach.
So let's break down that AI toolbox. Midjourney V6 handled all the visuals. That makes total sense for creating, what, 25 high-quality Instagram posts that fast?
For sure. And the cursor was used to optimize the website code. And this is really insightful. A huge traffic spike doesn't just need fast servers. Mm-hmm. It needs efficient code. Cursor lets them use AI to find and fix bottlenecks in real time.
So it's not just a creative tool, it's a mission-critical operations tool.
That's the shift in thinking right there. Mm. And finally, Lovable was used for their interactive charts and data viz, which connects right back to that $50 gift code we mentioned.
Ah, so it all comes full circle.
And this is where you see the democratization of skill. They're using Lovable for pro-level data viz, but then they share the success story of user at Code Warrior. this person had never coded before.
Right.
And used that lovable credit to build a simple but functional calculator to track their crypto portfolio.
So the power of these tools isn't just for, you know, huge publishing operations. It's for immediate personal use. That's why that gift code was so important. It's giving you access to a piece of the modern content engine.
They're showing you not just what they're doing, but how they're doing it.
Okay.
And then they give you the keys.
Okay, so before we wrap up, the briefing gave one last peek into the future with a poll they ran for their next deep dive.
And the three options are perfect indicators of where the market's head is at. Option A, the hardware war, looking at leaked benchmarks for the RTX 5090 versus the 4090.
That's for the core enthusiast. Pure power.
Exactly. Then option B, Streamer School, a complete guide to OBS Studio. That shows the huge cultural shift towards content creation.
People don't just want to play, they want to broadcast.
Yep. And finally, option C, the story deep dive, a spoiler-filled analysis of the Alan Wake 2 ending, which just reminds us that narrative depth is still a massive draw. It balances out all the tech spec talk.
So if we boil this whole briefing down, what does it all mean for you? We've got three clear, actionable takeaways.
First, prioritize those hidden gains. Oh, seriously. Stop leaving money on the table. Check your RAM speed in the BIOS for XMP or XEO, and check your monitor's refresh rate in Windows. It is free performance.
Second, practice critical maintenance. If you own an OLED, protect that investment. Use the specific Windows power setting screen off after 5 minutes, sleep set to never. Don't risk burn-in.
And third, recognize the engines driving modern content. These AI tools, Midjourney for visuals, Cursor for code and operations, and Lovable for interactive data, they aren't just novelties anymore. They're standard platforms proven at scale, and they're available for your own projects.
The briefing closes on this this quiet, reflective note. It just says, watch the RGB lights cycle through the spectrum. It's this moment of appreciation for the machine.
Right. And it raises this final important question for you to think about. How much unseen, automated work by the machines running your downloads, by the creators using AI, is required for that final, seemingly effortless experience you enjoy?
And what does that dependence on optimization and automation mean for the future of, you know, human skill?
Ponder that.
We hope you secured all your assets today, from that $50 code to your newly optimized RAM speed. That's been the deep dive, taking game out.